I'm Abigail Roland. I'm a trumpet major at Interlochen. This is the Kids Commute, and this is Trumpet Tuesday.
Thank you, Miss Abigail. Good morning, kids commuters. Yes, it is Trumpet Week, and our friend Interlochen Arts Academy trumpet major Abigail Roland is here with us. We know it may soon be time for you to choose an instrument to play in your school's band or orchestra, and Abigail wants you to know why she chose the trumpet and hopes that maybe you will too. Now today, Abigail tells us how to make sounds with the trumpet's mouthpiece and about how she almost ended up playing the clarinet.
The mouthpiece is where you actually make most of the sound with your mouth. You buzz into the mouthpiece and your lips should vibrate, and that's what the sound comes from. So, so you can actually change like the pitch by using your mouth. I first started in fifth grade with my school band, and the trumpet was not my choice. I wanted to play the clarinet, actually, because my dad played the clarinet, but my band director told me to buzz on a mouthpiece, and he saw that I could do it, so he said, "You're gonna play the trumpet," and it turned out that I really enjoyed playing the trumpet, and I wouldn't change it for anything. For Trumpet Tuesday, this is the second movement of the Haydn Trumpet Concerto. I picked this piece because it's just so beautiful, and it shows how beautiful the trumpet can be and the great tone and quality you can get from the trumpet. Sometimes with up-tempo pieces, the trumpet can be described as very bright, but with more slow-tempo pieces, the trumpet can be really beautiful in the way that it's more of like a soft sound.
Thank you.
That was the second movement of Haydn's Trumpet Concerto, picked out for you by our friend Miss Abigail Roland, currently studying the trumpet at Interlochen Arts Academy. Tomorrow, Abigail will tell us about the mute, which is one of the most important tools for the trumpet player. If you'd like to hear the Kids Commute again, visit our website at classicalipr.org. Hope you have a glorious day today. We will see you here tomorrow for the Kids Commute. Hasta mañana.